This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So the Border Patrol is totally overwhelmed. We're not lionizing them. They're really upset about what's happening. And they are aiding and abetting this. Because they've been ordered to do so, but we're aiding and abetting it if we as citizens don't do anything. Drew Hernandez, in 5 minutes we've got left, as you get ready to leave your hotel and fly out like an hour and a half, we appreciate you being here so close to the wire. You were telling me before we left here, so this was crazier than you thought it would be. Me too. I've been down there a lot. This was nuts. Other points you want to relay to viewers out there about what you've witnessed on the Texas border?
One thing I want the viewers to really consider and think about is, where do we go from here? And I think this is a hard conversation to have, because a lot of people will say, we'll just deport them, send them home, get them out of here. But we know that's not going to take place, because we have an administration, like I said, that has strategically done this for the purpose of not only votes for the midterms, not votes for the next presidential election, not votes for the one after that. They have generational plans. These are generations of voters, of future voters for the Democrat Party. The Democrats play ball this way. They think in centuries, while Republicans think in the next election.
That's what LBJ said. I'll break the black family and I'll have these N-words voting for us 100 years.
And that's exactly what they're doing now to these Latin Americans, these people coming from Central America. They only see them as commodities, the cartels, but the Democrats only see them as future voters. So I think the conversation, we have to talk about our solutions now. They're here. I don't think they're going to go anywhere. So I think right now, activists, especially Hispanics, Americans that are Hispanics, I think right now what we have to do is we really do have to reach out to these communities, and we have to educate them to get them to understand that they have been brought here for that specific reason only. They don't have to be slaves to the Democrat Party. They don't have to be on the Democrat plantation. They don't have to fall into the hands of the evil Democrat
agenda. That was my
next
point. Obviously, because it's illegal and exploitive, we got to stop it and try. But for those that are already here, Trump getting 50, 60% Hispanic vote, double any Republican, double black vote, that scares them. So how does that not fit into the leftist plan? If we reach out to these communities, they've shown they're very responsive.
And I agree. And I'm pretty sure a lot of viewers are disagreeing with me right now. But I have to make this point, because we have an administration that is not going to get rid of these people. That's the fact, right, Alex? That's the reality. They're not going to deport them. They're here to stay. So I think right now we have to play their game. And I think we should reach out to these communities, red pill them, expose them to the truth.
Oh, yeah. That's
and have them understand
saying.
That they're
Trump
being
was
used.
Racist. Don't go to a rally. Remember 6 years ago, if you're Hispanic or black, they'll beat you up. But instead, it was all love. We need to reach out to these people. I agree.
Yeah, you get accused of being a race traitor. You get accused of betraying your race. This predominantly comes from the radical left, especially if you're Hispanic or you're black or you're a person of color. Anytime you start to think for yourself and you depart from the radical left thinking, they immediately start to call you all kinds of evil and hateful words. They accuse you of being a race traitor. But these people, listen, they act like this is love, compassion, and care. But the moment you depart from their agenda, they turn on you. They turn on you in absolute
evil. If I was
going to
pick up hundreds of children a day, I'd have like a Mercedes van or a Dodge van or a Ford van with baby seats. They don't even care about seatbelts. They treat these kids like they're bags of tomatoes or something.
And you know what, Alex? Even after that, you know, we witnessed some taxis. I believe the individual actually owned the taxi business, was picking up kids as well, and not putting them in car seats. They could barely put the seatbelt on and wrap it around their bodies. And we confronted them as well. And they were refusing to listen to us, the same thing. So when I actually talked to two staff members that came out, the first woman I talked to, I asked her, I said, why don't you guys care about these children? You guys don't consider that if they get rear-ended, these kids could fly through the front windshield mirror and die? You guys aren't concerned that if they get rear-ended, they can get crushed? And her response to me was literally, I know. And I talked to another staff member, and I confronted her in the back of the facility, and on camera I asked her, why are you guys doing this? Do you guys think this is Christ-like? I said, would Jesus do something like this? And the response and the answer I got was the door slammed in my face. And I think these people are just, they're deceived. I think they think they're doing the right thing. They don't understand that they're aiding and abetting human smuggling operations from the southern border. And in totality, this is an evil operation that's been instigated by the Biden administration. And I think at least right now we need to reach out to these people and educate
them. I totally
agree. Expose them to that reality.
You're absolutely right. These people think they're doing the right thing. We have to expose this while we have to be there. Great job. Look forward to having you back on soon. Amazing. A safe trip back to Arizona. We'll be back with the other news, COVID and more. Stay with us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Google shows hundreds of holidays a year and other weird leftist events, but they will never show Easter. And they did it again this last weekend, showing their hatred of God and of Christ. Whether you believe in God or not, why is it they're so scared of this? Because they know Christians will oppose their satanic world government takeover. Go to Google's front page right now, please. For any unheard-of person or organization or religion or group, they'll put up the Google Doodle. But nothing on probably the most holy day of the Christian religion, billions of Christians worldwide, nothing about Christianity on the Google front page. You can see right there, ladies and gentlemen, that there's nothing there. They put up stuff for Islam, the Buddhists, Satanism, and everything in between, but not for Christianity. So ask yourself, why is that? Well, they see Christianity as bad. They see Christianity as the enemy. They discriminate against Christianity because Google is inherently evil. And Christianity warns about a worldwide mark of the beast. Christianity warns about a system to buy and sell. Christianity warns about what's now unfolding. Oh, they've bought off most of the churches. I'm not saying you're going to find Christ in those churches, but I'm talking about what's really in the Bible, what's really unfolding, what's really happening. And you saw how they were controlling you. You saw how they were manipulating your science. You saw how they were slowly but surely bending your species and turning you into something else, something ugly, something stupid, something controllable, really just because they were jealous of you. And it's in the resistance to that that you would find who you are.
Pope Francis speaks about a lot of things. As you know, he's called the activist pope. But he's silent on the persecution of Uyghur Muslims by China. Other religious communities, including Muslims, consider Pope Francis a friend. They're appealing for his help. But he remains quiet. The question is why? Why is he bowing to China when he must only bow to God?
But if you don't have a desire to resist that, even in the hypothetical example I just gave, then you don't have consciousness. You are in a sleep state, or maybe you're totally turned over to the spirit and are actually believing in your own destruction because you have some form of self-loathing. But this is not the fanciful aliens of Hollywood we're talking about. This is the globalist that in their own publications, countless publications, like Brave New World Revisited and the statements of Ray Kurzweil and so many others say, we believe humanity is fallen and failed and ugly because they think that of themselves. And we are going to accelerate mass mutations in the population and massive degradation. And we believe out of that will rise the Uber mention.
It's called gene editing. It's altering DNA, and it's one of the things that our intelligence shows that China is doing. They've got the PRC, the People's Republic of China, has 2 million strong in its military, and it's trying to make them stronger through gene editing. And that's just one of the ways that, China is trying to essentially dominate the planet and set the rules in the world order. And why it's so important and people need to understand is this is an authoritarian regime. It doesn't care about people's individual rights. We've seen what they've done to the Uyghurs. We've seen what they've done in Hong Kong. It's about putting the state first. And that is the exact opposite of what has always made America great.
And it is true that that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. But these people are projecting their own hatred of themselves onto us and then using that excuse that they're trying to save humanity and trying to make us go through this metamorphosis as really just an excuse to carry out their incredibly sadistic activities. So my broadcast is not here for people that want to live in La La Land. It's not here for people that just want to have the normal political kind of sports-like news where we just battle left-right. This is about transcendence and a resurrection of the human spirit towards God's will and God's destiny. But God is free will. You must choose that. Hasn't even begun to reach the top. All right, we are back live here, well into hour number two. And I have a Rebel Media reporter who is outside a mainline church where the pastor has been in jail off and on for months. They've put a fence up around it because people still go there. But when Black Lives Matter or the Communist March, the police worship it. But all over Canada, the neighbors, the satanic liberals, just watch the churches. And the minute somebody goes in, they just, sometimes 20 police cars, 30 police cars, just show, like, what are you, and they're like, what are you doing? Oh, you can't breathe on each other. It's simply amazing. And here it is. New Hampshire track coach is fired for violating high school mask mandate. In fact, I meant to tell the crew, can you guys pull up the video of this? It's all over the world, track members, participants, run with masks on their faces. All a Milgram experiment to see how ridiculous you can make it. Oh, we're going to put men, biological men in women's sports, whether it's boxing, whether it's wrestling, whether it's weightlifting, whether it's soccer, whether it's football, whether it's pole vaulting, whether it's shot put, whether it's discus, whether everything. Who, hey, girls, told you you can't win any against the guys. Even when you're in your own division, the guys are going to come in and put a wig on and beat you. They used to call those bullies and thugs and scumbags and scammers and perverts and weirdos. But the Milgram and Stanford research studies, these are just the ones I mentioned. They've done thousands of these that we know of. They found the majority of participants would murder people when ordered to do so by a authority figure. And so now they have people running long distance races, marathons. What is a marathon? 23 miles? I forget. Yeah, 23 miles. 23 miles with a dirty, filthy diaper that does nothing. Splattering spit all over your face, all over your eyes, bacteria everywhere. And here's the coach. Yeah, cue that up. I'm going to play the audio. Tell me when you're ready. There he is, fired.
That we were deploying the full resources of the federal government, calling forth the full power of the American economy to meet this moment. And I promise you, Sandra, we're going to continue to do that every step of the way until we have...
Well, that's kind of interesting. I'm not sure what we're playing, but it's kind of fun. So after the break, we'll take our time. We'll figure out what we're playing, and then we'll play that clip for you. That's the fun part about live TV. I have no idea what we just aired, but there was, for TV viewers, radio listeners, we're a simulcast radio slash TV program. But... for viewers, you can always see what we're playing. For listeners, I have no earthly idea what you were listening to. But as I said, that's going on. So let me show you some more of these headlines. New Hampshire track coach is fired for violating a high school's mask mandate. The left's never going to give this loose. They want power over people. They're a cult. The feds are pushing pension funds toward socially responsible investing. So your money now must do what the left says or you're bad. Got that too. But when we come back, I'm going to be very judicious, actually. I'm going to play all this for you. U.S. begins study on allergic reaction in Moderna's Pfizer vaccines. But, I mean, I thought everything was studied. I thought it was all safe. I thought it was all good. I mean, a woman took the shot and said on Facebook, I'm dying, I'm dying. She did die. And Facebook said, this vaccine is completely tested and has no connection to death. Even though it's not tested and it's connected to death, Facebook said, you're dead and we didn't kill you. Liberal. So that's all coming up today as well. This just gets crazier and crazier. Immunologist warns Pfizer and Moderna coronavirus vaccines may cause neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's. Yeah, print that for me. Because that came out back in February. Now it's mainstream news. Yeah, people collapsing while running in masks, gee, but you'll do anything. Hell, I guarantee you, I'm not joking. They went on CNN and they said, jog with your finger up your rear end, your thumb up your ass, stand on your head, they do it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Form of stability to carry that out. So you should know that they're ruthless. They're beyond evil. They are beyond exploitive. They are absolutely, completely against God. And so here's what's happening. All over the world, including the Olympics, biological men are going to win every event. Weightlifting, right down the line to long distance running, it's all men because they're going to call themselves women. And the feminists will accept that and love that because it's part of the death of male and female reproduction in our species. This is all death. Feminists are not into life or power for women. They are into enslavement. Not a woman with a man, a woman with a state, wedded to it. And even the feminists are starting to figure this out, but it's a day late, a dollar short, because the breakdown of the family has already occurred. So I have a bunch of these newscasts and clips I want to play, but I have countless pieces about people dying after they take the COVID shot. And the fact checkers say, we're sorry, there's no adverse effects, it's totally safe, even though the insert says it's not, says it's experimental, says it can kill you, they say on the news, sorry, she's dead. She's not allowed to say on Facebook, I'm dying. She died. It killed her. The vaccine is killing me, Facebook fact checkers. Check woman's post about COVID vaccine adverse reactions. She died a week later. And they stand by it with pleasure. But it's okay because they're all liberal and wear pink sweaters and are like cool, trendy guys that talk like this. Oh, hi, I'm not threatening. I'm like NPR. Oh. Just triggers John. That should have got come out like in a multicolored light green, light blue sweater and go, here's water. We're liberal with a mask on. And again, she died, but they said, sorry, lady, you're not even allowed to say it hurt. It didn't hurt. You loved it and you die and you enjoyed it. Mark Zuckerberg says. But how many collapsed lungs do we have for people running long-distance runs or even fast runs with these masks where the lungs just go out of control? A lot. It's in the news. You're out in the middle of the sun, the middle of it. Oh, but you just got it. Everyone needs to see it. And the more ridiculous, the better. As I said, well, stand on your head. Well, walk on one leg. Hop on one leg. Well, it's all about what will you do for the cult? How will you submit? Like Biden walking up going, you need to social distance to a woman in her face. You're like, that's oxymoronic. It's supposed to be. It's like him on, to get, see me queued up next segment, him on Easter with a big giant Easter bunny wearing a mask And then he and his wife are up there. She's in fishnets, whatever that means, for a 70-something-year-old woman. Just all weird. Him in a, you know, dressed like aviator outfits, like he's a superhero. And then they pull back, and no one's there. But, oh, look, they're wearing their mask. It's all theater, like Booty Judge pulling up a block from the White House and getting on a damn bike. They're frauds. You're like, why are they so fraudulent? Because they're fake. It's all they can do. I literally can't be fake because I'm real. They cannot be real because they're fake. Comprende? People ask me all the time, I know that, can't you just fake it once? Can't you just stop it? No, I'm stopping nothing. I'm going whole hog now, 100% who I am. I will not be like that with a damn fake Easter bunny, with a fake mask, in a fake frickin' thing with nobody there. That is so emblematic of everything we face. All right, sorry, I'm ranting. Here is the New Hampshire track coach is fired. He just said, I can't put up with the lies anymore. It's killing people. It's making them sick. It doesn't protect them. You can't run races with a damn... They don't make the football people wear it over their face because they wouldn't do it, but they can make high schoolers do it, you see. And it's all about what can the cult do. That's the Department of Education. Here it is.
Your track coach is out of a job after making it clear that he wasn't going to make his athletes wear masks. I'm Paula Edwards.
And I'm David Wade. The former coach at Pembroke Academy says even though it cost him his job, he is not backing down from his beliefs. WBZ's Michael Cross spoke with him today.
I just think people haven't pushed back, and I decided it was time to push back.
Brad Keyes was fired this week as the track and field coach at Pembroke Academy in Pembroke, New Hampshire, and he has been outspoken about it online.
I made my choice, he made his.
Keyes says he was not going to force his athletes to wear masks while competing.
Masks restrict breathing. There's no question about it, especially think about running full speed. The wind is in your face. It's shoving the mask back into your nose and your mouth.
He's one of my favorite people to run with.
Junior David Tesserman agrees with his former coach and is concerned about running with a mask on this spring.
It gets you really tired, especially on, it's going to get up to 80 degrees soon, and it's going to be really hard for us to keep doing what we like to do.
The New Hampshire Interscholastic Athletic Association's outdoor track guidelines recommend that athletes wear a face covering during competition.
Okay, pause.
They'll be separated.
Some God group recommends, like a year ago, oh, here's a QR code to go to the restaurant. Every restaurant has it. And they admit China runs it with Xi Jinping in a think tank with Robert De Niro, who's going to make millions of dollars, saying you better wear a mask and have our sticker on your business. It's a racket by a bunch of scum. Robert De Niro and Xi Jinping run the group for QR codes in all the restaurants to get you ready for one for a vaccine passport. And then it's in the news that China runs a, quote, sustainability group only for Europe and the U.S. where we shut down, and then Robert De Niro doesn't just get paid, he owns part of it and makes money scaring you, saying never leave your house again. What a jerk, man. What a piece of garbage. And they have to show on the news, oh, look, the track runners say it's hard to run with a frickin' mask on. They want you dead. They're seeing what you'll do. You keep complying. They showed that Ranger game this weekend. They were so scared. They go, 25,000 people. Nobody is wearing their mask. Oh, my God, we're all dead. And they go, oh, look, Brazil. They have 4,000 dead a day. Brazil's the most populous country in Latin America. Their average is 4,000 a day. It's all crap, folks. That sounds big, though, doesn't it? There's 7.6 billion people in the world. Hundreds of thousands die a day. But see, they know you don't know statistics, or they think you don't, so they play their frauds on you over and over and over again. But I'm going to be a good boy. When we come back, I'm going to hit my COVID stat. It is unbelievable how they admit the fraud. Vaccines don't work. It'll never stop. Total lockdowns being put back in. I mean, it is just unbelievable. This is it. This is the New World Order. It's all here. Open borders, child molestation, devil worship on TV, poison vaccines, mass death. It goes on and on. But like General Flynn said, everybody needs to watch the SPARS 2025-2028 video and Bandai video. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This Woodlands teenager says he got the very rare Guillain-Barré syndrome a few weeks after his first dose of the COVID vaccine. I spoke to him today about what he wants you to know and what doctors have to say.
Wyatt McGlon says he's a busy, healthy high school senior, and because of his part-time job, he was eligible for the COVID vaccine in early March.
I wanted to get the vaccine, just I felt like it was the right thing to do. I wanted to travel and enjoy my last summer before college.
But then something bad happened.
I had to pick him up. My 6'3", completely
healthy boy. Wyatt became extremely weak and had difficulty walking. At the hospital, he was told he has Guillain-Barré, an extremely rare syndrome that he says must be caused by his vaccine.
Hey, I just knew, you know, like something didn't feel right. It wasn't getting any better.
While the NIH says of the millions of doses of COVID vaccines given, there has been one reported case of Guillain-Barré in an 82-year-old woman. Dr. Charles Sims, Montgomery County Health Authority and infectious disease doctor from St. Luke's in the Woodlands, says it is more often caused by a viral or bacterial infection, and he can't say that the vaccine caused this.
There have been cases of Guillain-Barré seen in people who have received the vaccine, but they're not at a higher rate than people who have not received the vaccine. Guillain-Barré is seen in about 1 to 2 per million people per year.
Therefore, the doctor says this could be just a coincidence. Wyatt's parents say they're not trying to deter anyone from getting the vaccine, but they do want others to recognize if this happens to them.
Do your research. Not that vaccines are a bad idea or a bad thing or anything, but it's a personal choice.
Listen to your body. This is the biggest thing that I've learned.
Dr. Sims says if these alleged adverse reactions are reported to the CDC, they will be investigated. And Wyatt's family tells me that they do plan to report it.
They got a lot of nice girls.
What does everybody preface in front of their statement? Oh, Marvelous Marvin Hagler's family said, hey, he died a day after he got the shot. He was totally healthy. Tell them we're not saying it's a vaccine. You should all get it. And Ben Stein's like, man, this is a killer. I mean, it almost killed me. I've never been this sick in my life, but I'm not saying don't take it. Because you might get censored. I mean, everybody knows you're not supposed to say that. Of course, Guillain-Barré's off the chart. It says it's a symptom of these vaccines. You've got all these deaths happening, all this stuff unfolding, all these vaccines being banned in India and South Africa and everywhere else. But, oh, here in the U.S., we're so bombarded with BS that everybody's got to preface it with, oh, I'm not saying this is what did it. I mean, my son can't really walk very well now, but that's all right. He might die too, but that's all right. You know, had nothing to do with that vaccine. It's like you're walking through the Arizona desert, big old rattlesnake bites you. My leg's swelling up, really hurts. I'm not saying I'm against rattlesnakes. Kind of like you walk out in the traffic, get hit by a truck going 50 miles an hour, your back's broken, you're bleeding, you're like, I'm not saying that truck broke my back, knocked my teeth out, and I'm dying here. Oh, God, help me. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming home to you. I'm not saying the truck did it, but damn, it ran over me. I'm not against the truck, though. Wow. Just the normalization of all of it. Which is what they talk about in SPARS 2025, 2028. The General Flynn, if you just tuned in, came out days ago. I just learned about this morning and said everybody needs to see this video that Alex Jones did with his crew. SPARS 2025, 2028 at Bandai Video. Because it's a war game of exactly what's happening in many cases, word for word. So he's the former head of defense intelligence, former national security advisor to the president of the United States. You want to listen to him? Because it's all right there. So you just saw the local news going, oh, I mean, you know, another person paralyzed, another person has trouble walking. I mean, you know, it's totally normal. It's like Caddyshack. Not a pleasant explosive or anything. Oh, Mr. Gopher. Here's some of your big authorities here. Overhead shot, please. This is Reuters. U.S. begins study on allergic reaction in Moderna Pfizer vaccines. India already banned it 2 months ago. Oh, you didn't do studies up front, but you said safe and effective and it had been studied. Like when Facebook fact-checked that woman that died. She said, well, you may be dead, lady. Your family may have said you died of it, but we say it's all been tested and been proven not to hurt a damn person. Even though the insert says this is untested, it may kill your ass. Let's see, Facebook tells you, here's a little fact check for you, sweetheart. All a big test. Oh, but that's Reuters. They tell you in the fine print. If you try to post this on Facebook, they're not going to let you. UK vaccine panel says under 30s should not receive Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, now banned in more than 20 countries. But again, it's still a conspiracy theory. India, South Africa, all over Europe. But listen. Just don't worry about that. That's a conspiracy theory, all right? That's Reuters. Looking around here, that's Reuters. That's imaginary. They even tell you to find print. You try to share that on Facebook or Twitter? You ain't sharing jack crap, Jack. Here's a Zero Hedge article. 246 fully vaccinated Michigan residents catch COVID-19. 3 die. Wow. Wow. You catch it and you die after you take the shot. What do the experts say? That it's gonna, when you run into a regular cold virus now, you're going to die. And they call all cold viruses COVID-19, the PCR test. So the vaccine lowers your immunity or causes an autoimmune response and kills your ass. Either an allergic response, an autoimmune response, an allergic response, or an autoimmune response. Or it lowers your immunity where you can die from it. That's what the experts said, but listen, don't listen to them. Give that old lady that shot. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Yeah, you're going to be bye-bye now. Keep baby comfortable. We're the medical system. And we follow our orders, liberals. Let's continue on. Everybody should. I think every Democrat should get their shots. Every liberal, every devil worshiper. But you know, they're not getting their shots. They're all just watching us die, licking them slimy lips. And their daddy devils telling me to go. Oh, let's continue. Montana governor tests positive for COVID-19 4 days after taking the vaccine. Well, turns out a bunch of folks get it months later, including your godlike UN. WHO says don't get so fast. You got to stay locked down and wear a mask. They say vaccines don't work. Wow. Well, don't tell Facebook that. They'll ban you. WHO says it's against requiring vaccine passports for travel due to uncertainty over whether vaccinations prevent COVID-19 transmission. Oh, really? It's all a fraud? COVID-19 UK trial of Oxford vaccine on children paused as regulator probes blood clots and deaths. No. But again, the local team diagnosed. The government says it's fine. The vaccine's killing me. Facebook fact checks woman. Post about COVID vaccine after reaction. She died a week later. Desiree Penrod. The vaccine's killing me. My arms hurt. My body's exhausted. Beyond exhausted. Headache, stomach cramps, and earaches. Multiple people told me that I looked pale today. Yesterday, I was fine, but today, I'm taking a toll on me. They fact-checked her, and they said, vaccines go through many tests for safety and effectiveness before they're approved. That's not even true. They just said they're starting to study them now, and it just goes on to say you're a bad person. Well, she's dead now, Facebook. But I get it. You're a liberal trendy, so it's kind of funny. You kind of feel powerful in your little high-rise Facebook building, like you're part of the system. Just keep enjoying yourselves. Teen diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. It's all good for you. Oh, but here's the really important article I hadn't got to yet. A third of COVID-19 survivors, turns out a bunch of them are vaccinated. Oh, well, interesting. Suffer brain disease. Study shows CNN. And, of course, what does the document show? What does the SPARS document show? Massive brain damage. That's coming up. And then we've got a special guest joining us with this shutdown church with a fence around it. They're keeping us safe, but the borders are wide open. Got to shut down those Christian churches. It's key. Shut those down now. It's liberal.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So important to look at. A third of COVID-19 survivors suffer brain disease, study shows. Many of them had the vaccine, others didn't. Folks, it's the 5G, it's the chemicals, it's all of it. And if you don't have the vitamins and minerals you need, any of this stuff can get to you. And it is a weird virus. It's five different viruses. And it's designed to kill the weak and the old. That's why it's so diabolical. So it is a real virus, but there's ways to beat it. That's why they didn't want you to know about hydroxychloroquine. That's why they didn't want you to know about vitamin C. Medical doctors were prescribing it, being SWAT teamed by the FBI in Texas and Michigan, because they were ordered to do so. And all the empty hospitals and all the fraud, it's crazy. But I want to air this very important report. I know this has been out for 5-6 days, but DeSantis is going with the public and they want these deadly things. You know, he's a Navy SEAL, took plenty of vaccines. He thinks it's like a normal vaccine. I'm not going to judge him for that. He says that it shouldn't be mandatory and there shouldn't be vaccine passports, but if you want it, get it. And they already put it in Walgreens. They already put it in CVS first, and then other places bid to get it. Has nothing to do with Publix donating to his campaign. But 60 Minutes cut that out. Well, now it's blown up in their face. So I'm watching Fox News this morning after I get off National Journal. I did a few segments with Harrison Smith this morning. I'm in there getting another cup of coffee before I went across the road and worked out. And they're saying, well, 60 Minutes, CBS released a news report. We released this because black people are half as likely to have the vaccine in Broward County, and that's racist that DeSantis won't give it to the black people. Now, everybody knows black people are smart when it comes to a lot of things, but certainly not taking vaccines, the long history of testing and the illnesses, and then Hank Aaron dying and Marvel's Marvin Hagler. And I mean, something's going on with this vaccine where it really messes up black people, and it's bad for everybody. But it's like fluoride, hydrofluoric acid in studies is twice as bad for black people. Because there's differences in the groups, folks, like differences in different breeds of dogs or cows or anything. We're all dogs, we're all cows, but we're different. Hell, I'm different than my cousins, and they're white. You get what I'm saying? So you get the vaccine, I got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, you got DMC, all these people pushing this crap, and they admit blacks won't take it. And so they're on the news going, DeSantis, the blacks haven't had it because of DeSantis. He wouldn't give it to them, hoping to trick blacks to go, well, that white supremacist, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get that shot right now. That white devil isn't going to give it to me. I mean, this is what they're doing everywhere. The level of deception within deception is insane. So here's what DeSantis really said. First, you'll see the 60 Minutes edit, and you'll see what he really said in a hangar full of news cameras. They're so arrogant, they still engage in this deception. Here it is.
We wanted to ask Governor DeSantis about the deal, but he declined our request for an interview. We caught up with him south of Orlando.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in
Palm Beach. So first of all, that, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor. I met with the administrator. I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County, and I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites. We can give more to hospitals. We can do the Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents.
But Melissa McKinley, the county commissioner in the Glades, told us the governor never met with her about the Publix deal.
The criticism is that it's pay to play,
Governor. It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts because obviously I laid it out for you in a way that is irrefutable.
Well, I
and so it's clearly not.
Isn't there the nearest
Publix? No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Yes,
sir. That's actually a fact.
So first of all, what you're saying is wrong. That's a fake narrative. So first of all, when we did the first pharmacies that had it were CVS and Walgreens, and they had a long-term care mission. So they were going to the long-term care facilities. They got vaccine in the middle of December. They started going to the long-term care facilities the third week of December to do LTCs. So that was their mission. That was very important, and we trusted them to do that. As we got into January, we wanted to expand the distribution points. So, yes, you had the counties. You had some drive-through sites. You had hospitals that were doing a lot. But we wanted to get it into communities more. So we reached out to other retail pharmacies, Publix, Walmart. Obviously, CVS and Walgreens had to finish that mission. And we said, we're going to use you as soon as you're done with that. For the Publix, they were the first one to raise their hand and say they were ready to go. And you know what? We did it on a trial basis. I had three counties. I actually showed up that weekend and talked to seniors across four different Publix. How was the experience? Is this good? Should you think this is the way to go? And it was 100% positive, so we expanded it, and then folks liked it. And I can tell you, if you look at a place like Palm Beach County, they were kind of struggling at first in terms of the senior numbers. I went, I met with the county mayor, I met with the administrator, I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County, and I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites. We can give more to hospitals. We can do the Publix. We can do this. they calculated that 90% of their seniors live within a mile and a half of a Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents. So we did that. And what ended up happening was you had 65 Publix in Palm Beach. Palm Beach is one of the biggest counties, one of the most elderly counties. We've done almost 75% of the seniors in Palm Beach. And the reason is because you have the strong retail footprint. So our way has been multifaceted. It has worked. And we're also now very much expanding CVS and Walgreens now that they've completed the long-term care mission. Yes? And it's wrong. It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts because obviously I laid it out for you in a way that is irrefutable. And so it's clearly not. No, you're wrong.
Now, I have a five-minute clip of Fox News this morning where CVS now says DeSantis is a racist that kept the black people from the shots. Total horse crap, ladies and gentlemen. And if people want to go take the shots, knock yourselves out. But it's associated with Alzheimer's, everything else. And I'm not going to attack DeSantis for that. This is a big cultural movement. Public's buying into it. Some of them, that's your issue. But the point is that that's how they attack at every level, to fetishize the vaccine. Oh, DeSantis wouldn't let you have it. Oh, he did it so the Publix people got all the money. And none of it is based in reality. In fact, they said up front in the media, we love black people so much. But it's not just old people get it. Not just the old people we've been killing these nursing homes. But black people, we love you so much, we're going to give it to you first. And you don't think black people got a big old shiver up their spine? Like, especially to me, I'm going to give you a deal because I like you so much. And you got a history of screwing me over. I'm like, I'm not taking that deal. What the hell you think? I mean, this is... That's why I think these people are aliens or something, these globalists, man. Because some of the stuff they do is smart, but other things is so stupid. Like anybody, like, I love black people so much. We need the black. This is like, it's like 8 months ago before the vaccine even came out. They're like, we need the black people to take this. We really love you, Hank Aaron. We really love you, Marvis Marvin. And we're going to have black people give you the shot, okay? All right. And I'm going to say this again. If you're a black person particularly, you need a lot more sun than a white person. So if you're wearing sweaters and staying in all doors, you're an old person, you're dead if you're a black person, if you're not taking absorbable organic vitamins and minerals. If it's essential, that means it's essential. Essential means you got to have it. And I know everybody gets this, but our listeners better tell everybody. And one thing getting the COVID numbers down and defeating them and exposing it is everybody's going out and they're taking care of themselves and they're getting essential vitamins and minerals. And it's pissing Fauci and the global stop, because if you have vitamin D, if you have zinc, if you have C, you're basically bulletproof, and these bastards can't get you. And they are so angry because they don't want to pay out the pension funds of all these old people. They don't care whether you're black or white. They want to get your ass. But they do have a special little hatred for black people. That's why they go, oh, we love the black people. With all these TV ads and movies and any corporate ad for 5G or hard liquor. It's nothing but black people now. And it's because the corporations are like taking on the identity of black people. Like, Apple is now a black guy. It's all right if I run death camps in China. And, you know, whiskey is now black. So it's all right if you get liver cancer. And it's just like, I mean, everybody sees it. And it's just the globalists trying on some camouflage. It's weird. So if I was black, I'd be worried. Hell, I don't care what color you are, I'd be worried. Because a new world order is here to kill, steal, and destroy. Stay with us, hour number three.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.